everyone. You're listening to Children Chatting with Authors. Today, we're here with a special guest, Danielle Davis, author of the children's book, Zinnia and the Bees.
Hi, my name is Cyrus. Why did you choose bees as your, like, topic and your main thing?
I love that question, Cyrus. I think started with the idea of an image of a person with bees all around their head. So that's where the bees came from. And then at the time, I was really interested in bees because colony collapse disorder was something that was in the news a lot, and it's still happening, where bee colonies are just sort of dying off, and it was this mysterious thing. So I felt like the bees kind of needed their own voice.
Okay, thanks.
My name is Cassie, and I'm 13, and my question is, will there be an audiobook?
Good question. The answer is no, not that I know of. But maybe to make it happen? No, I don't think so.
My name's Sebastian, and I was wondering if there's going to be another book.
Sebastian, I have the same news for you that I did for Cassie. And do you need another Zinnia and the Bees?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. There's not going to be a sequel. There's either the sequels or there's standalones, mm-hmm. and this one was a standalone.
Okay.
My name is Derek, and my question is, what inspired you to create this book?
What inspired me to create this book? That's such a good question. So it started with this image of someone with a girl with bees all around her head. And at the time, my partner is an artist, and so he thought that that was a good image that embodied anxiety and worries, actually. Because I was going through a period of anxiety, and it can kind of feel like bees buzzing all around your head. And so I loved that image, and I wanted to know more about who is this person with bees around their head, and then also who are the bees, and how did they get there?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eva, and my question is, why did you want to name Oziana?
Why did I want to name her Zinnia?
Yeah.
Why do you think I wanted to name her Zinnia?
Well, because you said it was a flower name, but I was wondering if it was, like, the specific flower that you liked.
Oh, so Zinnias a flower. Not everyone knows that. And Zinnias, in particular, are flowers that bees really like.
Okay.
There's also a thing in the book about Adam and Zinnia, so Adam's her older brother, and I like that idea of A and C, or A to C, that they had all of the letters of the alphabet between them.
Yeah. Thank you.
So my name's Lauren, and I'm the children's librarian here at Studio City Library. And my question was, my favorite character was Birch. And I wanted to know, what do you think his purpose was? Did you know what his purpose was in the story as you were writing it? Or did you discover his purpose as you were writing? Because while I was reading it, I thought, not that he was taking the place of Adam, her older brother, but I thought he almost did, kind of, because Adam was her rock and a friend, and Birch became that for her throughout the story. So I was wondering how you feel about that. Do you feel like Birch was almost a replacement for her older brother, Adam?
I like this question, and I also love Birch. Birch has a soft spot for me. I don't know if I knew exactly, but for sure, for one thing, in a story, you can't have a character who's alone all the time, right? And Zinnia is kind of a loner. So I knew that she was going to need somebody in her life, and I knew that she was going to need somebody in her life who would challenge her. And so I came up with Birch, and his function in the story to me is to be that friend that everyone needs. And so he's so loyal and so persistent, and she's, like, so resistant to him at the beginning. And so eventually he's the catalyst for her learning to trust both herself and other people. So it's sort of like a feedback loop. She starts to trust Birch just a little bit, and she trusts herself that she can handle problems, that she can survive without Adam always there for her, and then she kind of trusts Birch more and takes more steps toward him instead of away. And so I think that the point of the story really is that Zinnia finds a home in herself and learns that she can handle things even when they're not perfect, and Birch helps her feel that way, because I think we all at one point or another need a friend to help us believe that.
Thank you, Daniel, so for spending time with us. We really appreciate your time.
My name is Cyrus, and I'm here again. Birch is too nosy. I mean, like, he's kind of keeping Zinnia annoyed sometimes, which is like, it's like an obstacle. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Birch is an obstacle to Zinnia wanting to be a loner, right? But I think that he does that because he is really in need of a friend himself. And so he's kind of going to stop it. I mean, he's not going to stop at nothing. He's just going to keep trying. I didn't want him to be nosy or rude. I just wanted him to be persistent. Because I think something like Zinnia needs that kind of persistence. But if you thought he was too nosy, I get that.
Okay.
My name is Zarek, and what was the purpose of the bees?
What was the purpose of the bees? Do you mean their purpose in the story?
Yes.
Like for themselves?
Yeah.
Okay. So the bees, I think, like Zinnia, were actually searching for home, but Zinnia was looking for like a home in herself and more of a metaphorical home, whereas the bees were really searching for a place to call home. Initially, they were looking for freedom because they'd been on that truck. And that's a real thing, that bees go around on trucks and pollinate all kinds of fruits and vegetables for us. And so they had yearned for the kind of freedom that their ancestors had. And so as soon as they had the chance, they made a break for it, and they were looking for a home, but they just didn't know how to find a proper one. And as you know, in the end, they do find a home, and it's sort of a symbiotic thing with Zinnia.
Thank you.
My name is Cyrus, and do you yarn bomb?
That's an excellent question. So I took a class in crocheting, but I wasn't great at it. But the beauty of yarn bombing is that you can do it without actually knowing how to knit and crochet. You can't do like a really sophisticated, complicated one that way. But I have done a yarn bomb where we got permission from a park and a bunch of kids and I made pom-poms. So we wrapped this tree at the park that this ranger allowed us to wrap, and then we hung all of our pom-poms all over it. So technically that was the yarn bomb. So yes, that's the only yarn bomb I've ever done.
Okay.
Thanks for reading the book, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Children Chatting with Authors podcast.